who needs to hear this, but I'm guessing it's you. If I just work really, really hard and be seen as the nice girl who does what she's told and doesn't rock the boat and edits all of her emails to come across as nice, even though I've got some incredible ideas that I wish people would listen to, isn't a good promotion strategy. It's time to get savvy with your wardrobe. If you're going to raise your profile and get the promotion you deserve in 2024, I'm going to tell you the thing that is a tough pill to swallow, because ultimately I want you to have that top job. I want you earning the money you deserve, and I want you making an impact. In 2024, being good at your job isn't enough to get it. You've got to start being strategic in the way you show up. I know this, I did it myself. I got strategic with the way I showed up. It wasn't enough to turn up at the office that I worked in and do a good job. I had to start getting known in the industry. I had 4 promotions in 5 years and I 4x my salary. And this is why I know that getting your style nailed puts you one step ahead of everyone else at your level. Yes, I'm sure that everyone else going for the job is great and fantastic and they know the job as well as you do, etc., etc. But what gives you an edge? What helps your boss's boss to see you as a leader or as someone with a strong enough personal brand to be a face of the company? Because as you climb into mid-level to senior leadership, ultimately that's what they're looking for. Personal brand in 2024 has currency. Are you someone that will be an industry leader? Are you someone who will get invited onto podcasts or invited to speak on stages or invited to conferences? Are you someone they can put out as a face of the brand? If the answer is no, then your style is something that we need to sharpen up. And let's be honest, this isn't a conversation that anyone is having with you in the workplace. In fact, less than 1 in 70 women have ever had any kind of training or support with what to wear to work. And ironically, it's the thing that makes a really big difference, because it's the thing we have to do every day and it's the thing that people judge us on, but it's the thing that no one is talking about. Think about it. Have you ever had any proper training in workwear or personal branding at work? I'm guessing the answer is no, because you are here listening to this podcast. The other thing is that many women make the mistake of thinking of the current job they're in only. They are taught to play nice and, you know, keep small so as to keep everyone happy and not rock the boat. They're taught to be loyal, sometimes to their own detriment, sometimes to a company that can cut them next week because of the economy. The company you work for could have a bad quarter and then say to you, unfortunately, Susan, we have to let you go. And it's a mistake. I'm being honest with you, it's a mistake for you not to be thinking 5 years down the road about the career you actually want and to be focusing so much on this company that you work for, because the loyalty is not always a two-way street. You're being loyal to a brand that ultimately is a business and would have no hesitation in laying you off if it had to do so. Yes, if you're going for a promotion, you have to have your skill set up to scratch, obviously, but also, where's your network? How are you being perceived? Are you dressing for the job that you've got now or for the one that you're going to be in 5 years from now? Are you being seen as a thought leader in your industry, or do you only brush off your LinkedIn profile when it's time to look for a new job? These are all things to think about if you want a promotion or you want to start to be more visible, because who is responsible for your career? If your answer is anything else than I am, then we need to talk, don't we? I have women come to work with me after they've been in their jobs for a long time, and then they get passed over for a promotion, or they get told that cuts are being made and they are on the chopping block, and they've made the mistake of thinking that because they're there, they're just getting their head down and doing the work, that that's enough. They think, I work really, really, really hard because I'm a good girl and I keep my opinions to myself. I don't rock the boat and I self-edit my emails and I overthink things because I always want to come across as nice. And I haven't asked for a pay rise in 5 years, even though the cost of living is insane and I've got so much proof that I make the company money. I hate to be the one to say it. Well, I don't, because ultimately I want you to have the career that you actually dream of. But stop thinking about the short term and stop thinking about stuff like, oh, does Gavin think I'm a bitch because I politely asked him to do his job and start thinking about your career in the long term. It's time to get strategic. Women earn less because they're paid less and they ask for less. They take more career breaks because the system doesn't support them with all the extra caring that women are still expected to do. And they retire with significantly less than men. And I am so over it. If you didn't know it by now, listen to this podcast. I am so over it. And if you are over it too, and you know that you deserve a pay rise or a promotion, or you want to get that new job that you've seen advertised, or you secretly got dreams of being an industry leader who gets paid more, then hello, being good at your job and not rocking the boat just isn't enough. You have to start stepping up your style, start leveraging your personal brand. This stuff is the stuff that no one teaches you in conventional workplace training, but I promise you it's the difference between adding an extra 10 to 20k to your salary this year and not. I had a client who had been passed over for a promotion because her boss's boss did not perceive her as someone with the strong personal brand they needed to be a face of the company. And when she came to work with me, she was actually very resistant to the work. And she was probably quite fortunate, actually, because her company was funding her getting this support, because ultimately they did want her to have a big role in the company because they did recognize what a talent she was. And she was a bit annoyed about it, because she was like, I work really hard, why should it matter what I'm wearing? And the thing is, I completely agree. I think that often people think that what I do is very superficial. But unfortunately, we are still judged on what we're wearing. I speak to recruiters every day near enough who tell me that hiring managers are turning people down for roles, really good people who are absolutely qualified for the job based on what they're wearing. And I can't really do anything about that. I can't get into their heads and change their subconscious patterning or beliefs. What I can do is help you to get strategic with your style so they hire you. So when you get into the room, you start hiring people based on their merit and not based on what they're wearing. And in order for us to get more people like you and like me into those rooms, we have to be strategic and we have to play the game. Otherwise, we're just like talking ourselves out of it. And one person that people use often as an example as to why it doesn't matter is Mark Zuckerberg. And I've said this many times before, you may have heard me say it. He's actually a reason why style does matter. Because what you see of him wearing this hoodie is very much a cultivated personal brand. It's made to make him look, you know, innocent and cool and laid back and whatever else. Man's a billionaire, okay? There's nothing innocent and cool and laid back about the man's strategy of what he's done. He's a literal billionaire. But the irony is that he might be wearing a hoodie, sure, but his hoodie's like £400, £1,000 from Balenciaga, and what you're wearing is from Primark. It's not the same vibe. And unfortunately, turning up to an interview wearing a hoodie, or turning up to your job wearing a hoodie and not really bothering, you can't just use Mark Zuckerberg as a reason you're doing that, because the rules are not the same. We are actually judged very differently. He also has the privilege of being an able-bodied cis white man, and we're not all starting on the same starting block. But the other thing about him is that he does lean into the levels of dress. And I talk about this in the levels of dress training that I do in Own the Room. People use pictures of him in a hoodie as one example, but they aren't giving you the full picture, because when he is somewhere where formal dress is required, guess what? He dresses in formal wear. There are loads of pictures of him in black tie, in suits, in tailoring. So using that example does not really sit very well with me, and it's actually not a good example of why style doesn't matter. But back to this person that I worked with, who is also an example of why style does matter. She literally got turned down for a promotion, and someone else in her team got the promotion. And she was saying to me, this person who got promoted, they'd started at the same level, they'd worked the same, they worked just as hard as each other. Why did she get the promotion over me? And when we looked at the feedback from her boss, which had been given to her informally, and when we assessed how this other person had been showing up and how she had been showing up, there were marginal differences that made all the difference. This woman was being strategic with her style. She was dressing for the job she wanted months before she got the job, and not the job she had. Whereas my client was dressing very much for the level that she was. And in fact, no, not even for the level she was. She'd probably admit, if she was listening to this now, not even for the level that she was. She was kind of just turning up wearing whatever old clothes that she'd had from her graduate role. And unfortunately, that is not using style in the most strategic way. That is not helping you to be perceived as the right person for the role. There are studies that show that people with style are perceived as more competent leaders than those without. So it literally is making a difference between you getting the job and not getting the job. And that is then literally making the difference between you adding 10, 20k to your salary and not. Imagine what that could do for you in 10 years. 10k over 10 years, 100 grand. So just by being a little bit more strategic with your style, you could literally be adding £100,000 to your salary. And this is important. I said it time and time again, because women do not have as much money as men. And we need the money, because when good women make good money, good stuff happens in the world. So it's not just even for you that I'm talking about. It's also about your family's future. It's also about the kind of world that you want to live in. The more money that we have as a collective, the better things can be for us, because the causes that we can donate to will, you know, get traction and be able to do things in the world that they need to be doing. The people that we care about can make better use of their time and of their lives. Generationally, this is really important. So it's not just about us in this moment. It's actually what kind of world you want to live in. What kind of world do you want to leave behind? How can we just tweak your style slightly, position you as an expert so that you can make the money to make those changes happen? So what can we do to help you get perceived as someone who is ready for the next level of leadership, who is ready to be seen as an industry leader, who is ready to speak on stages or to be a face of the brand? We have to start positioning you that way using your wardrobe. And there's one really simple thing that you can do, and it's this. Whatever the level of dress is at your workplace for your current level, upgrade one part of your outfit to a higher level. So what I mean by this is, let's say your workplace is pretty casual for people at your level. People are coming in wearing, I don't know, mid-blue jeans and jackets and whatever else, and you want to start being perceived as a leader, go up a tier to smart casual. So add in a piece of tailoring, or rather than mid-blue jeans, wear dark denim, because dark denim is perceived as more smart than light denim. Or invest in one really good quality item that will help your perception be that of a leader. It's actually that simple. No one's trying to miscongeniality you. I'm not saying to you, okay, you need a full makeover and poof, there you go, in a completely new outfit, totting around these shoes that you can't walk in, feeling like someone else. I want you to feel like you, just slightly elevated. So what would it look like, as I've said before on this podcast, to elevate what you wear by just 5%? Maybe you could take a look at the kind of jewelry that you wear, or even the lines of your clothes, like tucking things in, making sure things are a bit more tailored, making sure everything is nice and clean and groomed and polished. Whatever it is, just that 5% is going to make a difference. So if your workplace is very casual, elevate to smart casual. If your workplace is smart casual, how can you borrow from the tier above, which would be business? Or if it's business, how can you borrow from the tier above that, which would be corporate or more formal? If you aren't sure as to the levels of dress and you're like, okay, but what the hell is smart casual in 2024, Sam? I don't know. I'm so confused. I have a training on this in Own the Room. In fact, we talk about this quite a bit in Own the Room, because dress codes are a massive area of confusion. Everyone's confused about them, including, annoyingly, hiring managers and HR professionals who are supposed to know what they're talking about. And the rules, you know, the workplace guidelines are so vague, it's ridiculous and it's confusing. And all of this whole thing needs a lot of work, in my opinion. But that rant there doesn't help you in the day-to-day to be perceived as a leader. So what I would invite you to do is simply to borrow from the tier above. You know the saying, dress for the job that you want, not the job you have. It's that, essentially. It's not about changing completely what you wear. It's about thinking about your personal brand and aligning that with how you want to be perceived, and then wearing an outfit that says what you want it to say. And people won't realize that they're perceiving you differently, but they are. And it may take a few weeks, it may take a few months, but the thing is, that's when the decision to make you the next leader is made anyway. No one actually, you know, makes a decision about who's going to be the next head of sales or head of accounts or head of comms or whatever one day. It's actually a decision that's made over several days of you creating the perception that you are the right person for that role. So you have to start being strategic with this now. And like I say, if you aren't really sure on the levels of dress, come into Own the Room. These are conversations that we have in there. It's all about getting your next promotion. It's all about raising your perception. It's all about helping you to call in more money or more clients, or more visibility, whatever it is that you want in your life and business in 2024 and beyond. I will leave the link in the show notes. If you're thinking, oh, Sam, I need some quick wins to get this promotion or to apply for this job, the deadline is looming, I have something for you. Workify is the 7-day workwear overhaul that you can do in maximum 20 minutes a day. I created this training because I work with lots of recruiters, and believe me, your workwear absolutely impacts whether or not you're getting that job. Getting dressed is the one thing that you have to do every day for work, but it's the one thing that you don't receive any training on until now. This is for you if you are stuck in a workwear rut, you've got no clue about dress codes, you're starting a new role and you can do with brushing up your style, or you spend way too much time worrying about what to wear to work and then feel like you've got it wrong. Each day for 7 days, you will receive a challenge via email designed to take you maximum 20 minutes. So if you've been meaning to sort your style out, but you feel like you lack the time to do that, this is the easy breezy way designed for you. You will receive that levels of dress training that usually is only available in Own the Room. You'll receive a workbook with all the prompts you can come back to time and time again, every time your workwear needs a refresh. And you will also receive a Q&A recording and an invite to another Q&A, which I'm gonna do all about workwear. You will also receive a code for Own the Room for the price of Workify off your place inside Own the Room. So if you aren't sure what the hell the difference is between smart casual and business casual, if you're not sure when an outfit crosses the line into formal, you don't know how to make sure something isn't too casual, is a headache, I've got you. I've got you, okay? So come and join me in Workify. You can find the link also in the show notes. The link to Own the Room is also in the show notes. So if you just want to have a chat in general about how I can help you, come over to LinkedIn or Instagram and we can do that.